I think it's the least we deserve from the game. I thought we were the better side today. I thought our application and passing sometimes was very, very good. But it was a very, very hard conditions. I think York need commending for their efforts for getting this game on today. We were worried yesterday. We were very concerned about the safety of the players travelling all the way up here through very treacherous conditions. The players have shown fantastic resilience, really. You know, and today the effort and the work rate, I think the least we deserve was a point. And I'm disappointed, but we haven't gone away with 3 points, because I think that where we've found that killer pass and a killer touch in the last third just probably evaded us today. I say any game away from home in those conditions and what we've been through in 24 hours, you take today, you take that. And it's a kind of a clean sheet, and I thought we were excellent.
And that Craig Reid chance in the second half stands out for me. I think you, just the look in your face there, you think a striker of his quality from that range, he should be putting it in.
Yeah, he'd be disappointed. His left foot on his right foot is a little bit more, you know, predatorish. But, you know, we've created, you know, a decent chance there. And say another day, Reid will take that. But with some great build-up play, I thought we were really strong today. Really strong team.
Yeah, and York... Better in the second half, exerted a fair amount of pressure, but if you look at it, Jamie Young probably didn't have that too many saves to make.
No, I thought we were excellent. I'd say they counter-attacked us a couple of times, but we was in good possession of the game. But as I say, it's a valuable point for us. Another good performance, clean sheet away from home. You know, we've got to be happy and thank our fans for, you know, 120 fans travelled that way. You know, they've gone home with something, and at least we've given them something there. And you know, we should be proud that they've come all that way.
Absolutely, not just the team that had to make a Herculean effort to get up here. Those 120 fans, I think they'll have gone away happy.
I think they've gone home, you know, happy they've come up here, proud that they've been part of it. They're part of our team, and as I say, we can thank them for now for coming all the way, and hopefully, you know, they'll be have a safe journey home.
It's been a bit of a difficult week on and off the pitch, and was it difficult for yourself to remain focused and also to ensure that the players themselves remained focused?
I do my job. I'm you know, my organisation skills and my staff prepared for everything now. We've been through everything in the last day. We had players coming from different directions of the of London and all parts of the country to get up different train stations, and 7.5 hours in a car of, you know, but all that's worth it now. It's been worthwhile, and we build on that and go into the game Tuesday.